Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And you're pretty much going to lead the conversation for the first hour. In the second hour, we have Mary Groves coming in, who is the Southern Regional Manager for Inland Fisheries for Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. And we're going to be talking about blue catfish in the second hour. So get your catfish questions ready. Fascinating topic about blue catfish and their spread in Maryland, and the size that they attain is, I think, our state record, something like 85 pounds. Imagine hooking into an 85-pound fish in fresh water and battling that thing. It does take some specialized equipment. We're going to talk to Mary about the spread of blue catfish and maybe some others here as an invasive species coming up in the next hour. So stay tuned for that and get your questions ready. Any catfish questions should be on the table. So we welcome a new sponsor today, which is Autumn Sky Outfitters. Gus and the boys up there in Street, Maryland, right there in Route 1, Conowingo Road. That would be east of Bel Air. And they've got Michael Waddell coming Monday, August 12th, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's kind of an inconvenient time. Hold on. Wow, I had to clear out the pipes there. Kind of an inconvenient time for some people, but if you want to see Michael Waddell and you are of the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector, if you like calling yourself that, well, this is his one and only Maryland appearance that we know of, and he'll be at in Harford County. Michael Waddell, the Bone Collector himself, along with T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt, the guys from the TV show, will be all be there again Monday, August 12th, from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. So you'll be hearing a few messages about that coming up the next couple hours as well. So your call, 410-WCBM-680, 800-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. For the alphabetically challenged, and we'll be more than glad to take your call, talk about whatever you want to talk about, and we're here. So we want you to be with us. We know that we got many of you listening out there, and you may have questions. Crabbing seems to be picking up, and fishing continues to remain strong, so we're tickled about all that, and hunting season's right around the corner. So we're seeing lots of deer out there and lots of fawns. Looks like a pretty good fawn year. We've had enough rain and enough moisture this late in the year that the possibility of EHD, which is epizootic hemorrhagic disease, might be abated a little bit. Not nearly as big of a mast crop year, so the critters will be in the agricultural fields. When deer season starts in September, September 7th, actually, is it's a Friday, the first day of deer season this year. Pretty amazing, isn't it? It's right around the corner, almost just a little over a month away. So the third round of Diamond Jim tagging took place this week. Diamond Jim is out there for the month. He is, this would be the 25,000 dollar value for Diamond Jim of a tagged rockfish. So I'll be telling you more about that too. The press release just came out the other day. Let's talk to Stan in Baltimore. Good morning, Stan. How you doing?
Not too bad. Glad to hear you again. You interviewed us one time for the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
And I remember that. Yeah, I do.
Well, once again, thank you for that.
And when are you coming back? Talk about winter boating.
Okay, I'll have to pass it on to the guys.
Yeah, what's up, Stan?
Okay, basically, I just got my license, and they didn't hand out any documentation on what's legal take and stuff like that. So we're going fishing up at Loch Raven Lake. Don't know how good that is, but I'm going to spend the day there.
You didn't get a rule book? Why not?
They didn't have any.
Really? Was it a big box retailer?
Yeah, it was a tag and title place.
Oh, a tag and title place? And now you don't have the official rules, huh?
That's right. So I want to get an update.
Okay, what do you need to know?
Okay, what's open for take right now? Is Bass open?
Yeah, Bass is open. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Why would you want to take a bass?
Why would I want to?
Yeah, well, I mean to eat. You mean to catch and release, or to take, keep and eat?
If it's big enough, to take and eat.
Okay. Yep. Bass is open.
Okay. Any size limit?
Oh man! Now you're catching me without a rule book. See. I had it in my hot little hand, and now I'm going to have to go. Well, you're going to have to listen because it's going to take me a minute to get online and get with that. So,
okay, that's no problem.
But if you listen, you know, the rest of the hour, I'll be more than glad to give you that.
Okay, we'll have our ears open.
Yeah, do that. Any other questions?
Oh, that's it, and enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate that, Stan, very much. Okay, we are on there, but I'm a little bit alarmed that you don't have the rules. You know?
Yeah. Well, tell me about it. I tried at several places, and nobody seems to have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's very interesting that they're not out there. I can't imagine that they've distributed all of them. So,
well, you know, we used to go do some shows and stuff like that, and they for some reason they limit publication on it. Even the DNR has problems getting a hold of it sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. But you know, at the boat shows and stuff like that.
Right.
So. Anyway, be that as it may.
Yeah, I guess that's that doesn't seem to be right to me. But maybe somebody can help us out with that. I'm not sure. All right, let's see. What's that?
I'm sure you got a lot of perky ears out there that are willing to lend a hand here.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what our bass fishermen out there have to say about that. They're not going to be happy if you want to go eat a bass. You know, they've become a species now where all you're allowed to do is catch them and release them, you know, according to some people. But, hey, if you want to catch some and eat some, go for it, man.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Bye. Enjoy it. Thanks.
Take care and have a good weekend.
All right. Keep listening. Thank you. Bye-bye. Is that me or is that his phone? His phone, okay. Let's see what Arnold has to say. Morning, Arnold. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
That's a little better. Good, good. What's up?
I am on my way to Kent Island to go fishing in the bay.
Oh, good for you, man. Good for you.
I have been listening to you a long, 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 long time, and 90% of the time or 99% of the time, I'm never in a position where I can stop what I'm doing to call you.
Well, now you can. How about that?
Now I can. Yeah, absolutely. Did a little tournament private tournament going out of Kentmore Marina this morning.
And, okay.
Not necessarily my favorite kind of fishing, but fishing versus not fishing, I'll go do some trolling out of Kentmore.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. Well, enjoy yourself out there. You're going to troll today rather than live line or do anything like that?
Well, it'll be up to the captain. There's five or six boats involved, and, you know, it's on him to get us on fish, and it's the largest fish wins the tournament, so it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, I'd rather, my druthers is I'd rather live line or you know, it's a little more involved in what's in your hand versus whose turn it is to reel in the big fish.
But, yeah,
you know, it's a good group of people, and as I said, I could be at work or I could be fishing, so
Let me toss a coin on that one.
Somehow, I think I know how it's going to land.
Yeah, I think we might have to rig that one, that's for sure. So, yeah. Well, look, good luck out there. Give us a report next time if you have, or next week or so, if you have a chance to call back in. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I'll do that. And if I'm not in a position to call, I drop you a dime periodically on email. So I'll
do that. Yep. Know. Yep. That would be good. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the email address.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. See you later.
Out here.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, here are the bass fishing regulations. 12 inches is the minimum size. Bass fishing is closed from March 1st to June 15th. That's to accommodate the spawning season. You're allowed 5 fish in aggregate, which is between smallmouth and largemouth together, which both are found in Loch Raven. If I'm fishing them this time of year, I'm going to find some structure edges. I'm going to find the edges of weed beds. I'm going to find points, and I'm going to, if I'm going to be fishing points, I'm going to be dragging crankbaits across the tips of the points. And if I'm fishing weed beds, I'm going to be using plastic along the edge. Probably some type of crawfish, maybe a plastic worm. I'm going to drop it along the edge, and I'm going to work the edges of the grass. If you want to work in the grass, then you better have some type of a frog bait or something that you can skim across the grass and work that on the surface. Now, again, my favorite for bass fishing is surface lures. Edges of grass beds up against rocks and trees in the water. I like a little Rapala, which is my favorite stick bait. I particularly care for the gold. You can use gold, silver, blueback, whatever you want to use. Toss it up against that structure. And it's, of course, a surface lure. It's going to float. So leave that, toss it, let it float, let it sit on the surface there for, 30 seconds or so, as they like to say in the tip book of tips, until the rings go away, from your cast. And then they just pop it in the same place. Make it look like a wounded bait fish. You don't have to swim it back to the boat. Just leave it in that spot as long as you can without reel. And you're eventually going to get a little slack and you'll have to reel. But, let it pop up to the surface on the way back to the boat. As long as you're in that strike zone, so to speak, within 6 to 10 feet of cover, you might be surprised at the results. And I really enjoy that. There's always spinner baits on the edge of the grass if you want to use spinner baits. But Loch Raven this time of year, the most fun's going to be your top water, I think. But again, fish any structured docks or anything like that, plastics down along the edges and work them in tight to the structure. So, hey, it is time to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now, I do have some information that I don't think is out on the website yet, and I'm going to tell you about it. It's about Diamond Jim. First of all, they released the third round of Diamond Jim Imposters this week, a couple of hundred fish, and the tag Diamond Jim fish for August, now through actually Labor Day, midnight Labor Day, is $25,000. But as of 4:54 yesterday, 15 Diamond Jim captures have been reported. Now, two of them turned out to be 2012 fish. That means 13 2013 fish and anglers are waiting to be certified. And last year, for the entire summer, they had 9, so we're way ahead of the game. Two fish were checked in just this week. So, the anglers include an 11-year-old boy fishing a charter boat with his grandparents, a school teacher on a birthday charter with a group of other teachers, an angler from New Jersey, one from Virginia, a first-time angler, and, of course, regular anglers on private and charter boats have all caught Diamond Jim fish this season. So, bay waters between Sharps Island Light and the mouth of the Chester have produced all the recaptures, just one fish coming from the chop tank south of the mouth of the Tred Avon. Live lining spot has been the name of the game for the most part. All the fish have been in good condition. The first recapture occurred on June 27th, and in the month since then, it's been steady as she goes, with a total of 15 Diamond Jim recaptures, including two 2012 fish, 13 for this year's contest. We don't know if one of them is Diamond Jim or not, but if you get out there, he's worth $25,000. So all you have to do is go fishing. For more information, you can check the DNR website at www.dnr.maryland.gov or look in your fishing rule book if you can find one, according to Stan. Just can't find them anywhere. So, and I have one. I just didn't bring it in this morning, so I just went online and got the rigs for Stan there. But you can check with your dealer, too, about the Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program, where there's 60 species of fish based on size, whether you and crabs, of course, whether you can get a citation or not. And once you do, you could win thousands from and tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So, www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is Luskin solving military censors Christian chaplain as atheist calls for the chaplain's punishment. Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether
it's all right. I just reread the press release for the Diamond Gym on the Loose, the 25,000 Diamond Gym on the Loose. And, you know, you would have thought with 15 recaptures of tagged fish, that they might have mentioned that somewhere in there, that would inspire people maybe to go fishing and try and catch these fish. When you start seeing results, hey, you know, this guy caught one and that guy caught one and we had this angler and that angler and, you know, but for some reason, they're not letting you know. I'm letting you know, but officially they're not letting you know that people are actually catching these tagged fish. Isn't that part of the promotion? Isn't that part of the deal? Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think you'd like to know that and where they're catching them so that you too can go and participate? I'm just saying. I'd like to hear your opinion on that. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Here's our, and by the way, on that same press release, or same series of press releases, your smart green and growing tip. Are pesky bugs trying to make your house their home? Don't buy the standard toxic traps. They only kill 10% of the intruders and leave the rest traipsing poison over your kitchen counters. Who says? I'll tell you in a minute. Instead, follow these simple steps. After vacuuming up the ants, clean their foraging trails with a homemade citrus-pepper-or-vinegar-based repellent. Make sure all your food is stored securely in the fridge or in ant-proof containers equipped with rubber gaskets. Finally, set out boric acid traps, which are the most effective and the least toxic to mammals. Click here for more household green tips. Now, keep in mind, this is from our Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So, when you click here, where does it take you? Green tips, home and garden. The Sierra Club. The Sierra Club. Enough said. I can't keep doing it like this. I can't keep doing this. Huh? Why? Last week's smart green and growing tip, when he says click here, takes you away from the Department of Natural Resources website and referred you to Greenpeace. Greenpeace, for God's sake. I know. Isn't that amazing? Now we've got, on the same press release, the governor of Maryland hosting a Maryland Climate Change Summit. Now, why do I keep picking on climate change? Well, here's what's happened. We get a storm that rolls up the East Coast, like Superstorm Sandy. Once in a, how many times? A 100-year storm, something like that. People who think that the climate is changing to some degree points to that and says, were you affected by Superstorm Sandy? Look how many people on the coast were affected by Superstorm Sandy. Now, scientists think that this is climate change. Do you think this could be climate change? Well, we had so much hot weather in July that points to climate change. Don't you think that the climate is changing? No, do you think the... Huh? Yeah, okay, what is it today? Exactly. Exactly right. I know. Well, yeah, it's nice this week. I know they can't hear you. But, you know, you think that they might have watched one of those Twilight Zones from the 60s. You know, the two women in the apartment where the sun is beating down and they can't stay cool. And finally, the old woman passes away. Turns out it's a dream that the younger woman's having a fever. You know, she's got some kind of fever going on in the middle of a blizzard, you know, like the new ice age. It's one of the classics that shows up every 4th of July on the Twilight Zone marathon. But, you know, you can't point to a 1 week or 10-day period and extrapolate that something's happening. Now the department wanted you to take pictures of the high tide in conjunction with this climate change summit. A report came out that sometime in the next century, we're going to lose 6 feet of our shoreline, or the ocean is going to rise by 6 feet or something like that. You know, so somebody hears that and says, look, when I was a kid, there was a joke. And here's how it went. Somebody stood up and made a prediction, a scientist. And the scientist said, the earth will come to an end in 5,000 years. And one of the audience members got panic-stricken. Could you repeat that? the earth will end as we know it in 5,000 years. And the guy in the audience goes, oh, thank goodness. I thought you said 500. Do you think or do you not think that, well, this whole climate change thing is based on, as I told you last week, increasing taxes. Increasing taxes and restricting what some people don't believe is a good thing. Like, oh, our coal industry in Western Maryland. Or maybe your electric bill. Maybe you don't have the sense to use only enough electricity that you need. You know, you only need so much electricity. So in 2 years, by Annapolis standards, we're going to be reducing our electric consumption per person by 15% by 2015. Did they put a new meter on your house? I'm just asking. Are you getting mail every couple of days from a new electrical supplier? Hey, we can save you 10% or get a Visa card when you sign up, or we can save you this amount, or you know, your kilowatt hours that amount. Well, here's a couple of the things that are planned for you in Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. This is a link from our Department of Natural Resources website. Maryland Renewable Energy Portfolio Standard, a new market for sources of renewable electric generation by requiring that Maryland power providers supply 18% of electricity from renewable resources by 2020, increasing to 20% by 2022. Increasing this standard beyond 20% could drive additional reductions. Renewable electricity generation. Empower Maryland. Yes, it has a nice name, Empower Maryland. This program is designed to reduce both Maryland's per capita total electricity consumption and peak load demand by 15% by 2015. Zero waste. More recycling. Maryland Clean Cars directly regulates carbon dioxide emissions from modern vehicles. These standards became effective for model year 2011 vehicles. Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Here's the one. This program is a cooperative regional cap and trade initiative among the 9 Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states to reduce CO2, carbon dioxide, what you and I exhale. Why don't they just kill off a bunch of us? Why don't they just kill off half the population and therefore reduce the carbon dioxide emission by 50%? If it's man-made, that's 50% less of us that, you know, don't exhale. That's 50% less of us that don't drive vehicles. That's 50% less of us that don't require any, demand for power. Hey, worked in Russia. Worked in China. Yes, a couple of times worked in Russia. Worked in Germany. I'm just saying, same mindset. Yeah, okay. All those trees out there, I mean, you would think that some of that CO2 would get sucked up when the trees and the grass and everything else inhales and we exhale. Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. The program is a cooperative regional cap and trade initiative among the 9 Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states to reduce CO2 emissions from fossil fuel-fired power plants. Coal. The power of coal that has driven our economic bus in this country for 100 some years or more. Revenues from the program, cap and trade, in other words, charging businesses who use fossil fuels more money because of their, quote, carbon footprint, revenues from the program support energy-efficient programs. How's that working for you, Cylinder? and augment MPower and RPS. Recently, the RGGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative states, agree to lower the regional emissions cap. In Maryland, regulations needed to implement the lower cap will be promulgated this summer. So guess what? They're going to shove it down our throat this summer. And I only bring this up because it has nothing to do with fishing and hunting, or does it? Has everything to do with our cost of living, with our standard and quality of life. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get a tomato sandwich. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going down to Schillinger's. I'm going to grab me some tomatoes, some corn on the cob, and I'm going to have myself a picnic by myself. I'm going to steam up some corn or boil some corn. I'm going to cut some tomatoes. I'm going to have a big old tomato sandwich. And at the end, I'm going to eat some watermelon. Summer is the time for pickups and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy melons. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm has an idea. When you get crabs from NBS Seafood, our sponsor, and you want to steam them up, throw in some corn on the cob and season it just like crabs. Oh, man, that's good. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, may I recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super-sweet corn, and it's delicious. And homegrown tomatoes are ready. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet melons, too. Every type of fruit and vegetable imaginable. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. 410-969-8810. 410-969-8810. Papa John's is located right there. And it's open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number, 410-969-8810. If you need a bunch of corn for a family reunion or church picnic or something like that, give Papa John's a call or stop by. 8065 New Cut Road, right off I-97, exit 12. Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Average highs this time of year should be in the upper 80s, and nowhere near that over the next few days. A lot of cloud cover and a lot of shower activity in the forecast over the next couple of days. Scattered thunderstorms expected here later today. Our highs today at 84. Showers and scattered thunderstorms for tonight. A low tonight near 70. More scattered thunderstorms for tomorrow. Cool temperatures at 81. And we're going to stay in the low 80s on Monday with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Richard Duetta at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steam, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedline.
Liner.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction. You can win a Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family, too. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for details.
In Baltimore, rush hours are from noon to 3. Weekdays with the Rush Limbaugh Show and Saturdays at noon with Rush's Week in Review. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Love is a burning thing.
I'm on? Good. All right. Well, why is Johnny still singing if I'm on? Fading it out. Good morning, Edward. How are you this morning?
Hey, what's up?
Same old thing. Tell me.
I know that. Listen, about this reducing the population.
Yeah. That was my suggestion.
Yeah, well, that'll work fine if they take 50% of them people out of Congress and 50% of them out of Annapolis with no regard to seniority.
Good point.
Okay, now how about this? Carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Why don't they outlaw dry ice?
Dry ice. That's frozen carbon dioxide, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's designed to work by giving up carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Isn't that amazing? I don't know how much carbon. I don't know how much dry ice is used today in industry, but apparently there are people that still supply it for whatever reason. But
I would think that they could make a big dent in the carbon dioxide problem by outlawing dry ice.
Well, that'd be, I don't know. Well, you know where the most of the carbon dioxide comes from in the world is a couple of different sources. The volcanoes are very, very prolific in producing carbon dioxide, and probably one volcano produces more carbon dioxide than all the cars in the United States. And the ocean. The oceans, the world is covered in water. The oceans give off more carbon dioxide than anything else. And
really?
Yeah, of course. And we have what's to our what's over there to our right when we're here in Maryland? That would be the Atlantic Ocean, wouldn't it?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So this is a phony argument. It's meant to raise taxes. It's meant to redistribute wealth. And, you know, I shouldn't even get into it on the Outdoorsman radio show. The reason I shouldn't is because, or the reason I do is because it annoys me no end that our Department of Natural Resources press releases come equipped with the environmental message now, every single one of them. You know?
Yeah.
Every single one of them. We're not talking about fish and game, fishing and hunting in our DNR now. We're talking about climate change and, take pictures of the king tide because we want to see how, you know, climate change affects you at home. And then you got people out there going, we had a big tide. Ooh, it came up 3 inches higher on my dock than it did last night. So I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to the state. Why? Let it go. It's happened over eons.
Right.
You know, we had Superstorm Sandy. We had water in our basement. Well, guess what? How many hurricanes? Let me think. Agnes. Anybody ever hear that name? Agnes.
Yeah.
In the 70s. Did anybody panic and start talking about carbon emissions in the 70s?
Nah.
Exactly.
I saw a good bumper sticker the other day. I was in Virginia, and it says, "Don't like coal miners? Freeze to death in the dark."
I like it. I like that. One of my most favorite ones was I pulled into a gas station out in Carroll County somewhere, and I saw this Jeep sitting there with a bumper sticker on it that said, "Earth First." And I went, oh, man, you know, environmentalist type of deal. And I was very heartened to see underneath it said, "Earth First." And underneath it said, "We can strip mine all the other planets later."
Right.
Yep. All right, brother. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Jack in Pasadena. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Fine. How are you this morning?
Good, buddy. What's up? Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Love your show.
Thanks.
I was a little upset when I got my renewal for my commercial limited commercial crabbing license.
Your LCC, okay.
Yeah,
so why is that? Why didn't you sell it?
Well, I've been. When I first started this quite a few years ago. The license was $10.
Right.
You know, when you're raised, when you're born and raised down here in Chesapeake Bay, it's the way of life.
Yep.
And to go from $60 up to over $400, that's obscene.
Is that what it did? Jump from $60 to $400?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And how much crabbing do you actually do? Do you make a living trot lining?
No.
Okay.
I'm a retired engineer.
Right.
And I've just, you know, was raised in my family to do this.
Yeah, okay.
And I've just always had one, lived on the water, and always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I think that's obscene. All I ever done is really sell a few extra crabs to some of my neighbors at a very reasonable price. For the year, I try to cover my bait costs, my gas costs, $60.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we're going from $60 to over $400.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 700% raise. Well, that's just what our governor's doing. Our tolls used to be a buck. Now they're $3, $4 to go over a bridge, you know, or tunnel, whatever.
Wait a minute. $6 to cross the Bay Bridge now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, this is, when is it going to stop?
It's not.
And next year they're talking about, it might double. Well, yeah.
It's not, none of it's going to stop.
You know, I hate to say this, but thank you very much, Governor. It's time for me. I'm born and raised in around the Bay here in Maryland. It's time for me to move on. And I don't want to. I love the Bay, you know. It's all I've ever known for almost 65 years. And it's a shame, but that's what's happening. I mean, the prices, 20 cents more on a gallon of gas. And I hate to be so negative, but to go from $60 to over $400.
Is that the last straw for you, Jack?
I think that.
See, there is a tipping point.
Yeah.
There is a tipping point. You can only push us so far.
Yeah, and he's reached that with me now.
Well, he's reached that with a lot of people. He reached it with the gun ban.
Yeah.
He reached that
upsets me.
Look. On election day of 2012, last year, was on a Tuesday. On that following Saturday, I leaned into this microphone and I said very, very distinctly, if you voted for Barack Obama as president, you are a fool.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how come you didn't see it coming with Governor O'Malley? I've mentioned this time and time again. If you're a gun owner, how in the world can you go into the polling place and pull that lever?
Oh, I agree. Not
I mean,
huh? Not to vote for. Yeah, I just.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess we're so overwhelmed with information, 24/7, 365. And we don't pay attention to really what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like what's going on in Washington. Phony scandals, you know.
Oh.
Hey, look over here. Here's something shiny, you know. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, race relations. And then when they get focused on that, he goes, hey, look over here. Here's something shiny over here. Oh, yeah, what's that? And in the meantime, the machine is just churning us to pieces, just churning and churning and churning.
A couple weekends ago, Paul McCartney was over in D.C., National Stadium. So I went over with a friend of mine and some other people.
Yeah.
And I rarely go to D.C. I just...
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow, I went over there to see Paul McCartney. Great time. My point is, when I was over there, you look around, you look at the people, you look at, you know... Everybody's doing well over there.
Yeah.
The price is so high.
Yeah.
And I think they've lost touch with reality.
In Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, it's
no
like,
doubt.
Like you people have no clue what the rest of the country's doing.
Yep.
And
I'm with you. I mean, I was at lunch yesterday and the Nationals game was on, the first one. And I watched and they had people coming out of the stadium. I'm thinking, you got to game here that's ending at 2:00 in the afternoon and the place is packed. How can you afford to go to a ball game on a Friday? Well, hey, buddy, appreciate the call, Jack.
Thanks a lot.
Hang in, hang in. And that pitter-patter little feet you hear is the rest of us leaving Maryland.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Love your show. Talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Bye.
410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for me to tell you one more time about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Hey, from now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish. He's now worth $25,000 swimming in the Chesapeake, just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. And we know that we've had at least 15 fish caught that are tagged, two of them from last year, 13 are waiting to be certified for this year. So far in the last month. So get out there. Get your spot and go get them. And they're worth $500 a pop. So catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 prize. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You can win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local Fishing Citation Center. Check the fishing rule book. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, has firearms and fishing tackle and archery supplies. They've got the great bows from Parker and Kotobo crossbows. They've got the Browning Firearms, a full-line Browning dealer. They've got handguns for your personal and home protection. Got ammunition. They got muzzle loaders from Thompson Center. They've got all the accessories. They got every type of fishing tackle from the panfish to striped bass and beyond. They've got rod and reel repair. They've got gun smithing and scope mounting and bore sighting services. You name it, Clyde Sports Shop is your complete hunting, fishing, and outdoor store. Stop by and see him today. 2307 Hammonds and Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give him a call at 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And don't forget that fishing hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Bone Collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You said cold. I thought you were coming right back right then. And then you threw in WCBM at me. So that's all right. We do? Oh. Well, speaking of conclusive, we're winding down here. Coming up next is Mary Groves, who's the catfish expert here in Maryland. Mary Groves is Southern Region Manager for Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Inland Fisheries. We're going to be talking about blue catfish in the next hour, so Mary will be our guest, and we would hope that you would have some catfish questions. These are giant. These fish can attain giant size. Lots of them in the Potomac River complex and elsewhere. And they get to be pretty good size. I think our state record right now is around 80-some pounds, 85 pounds or something like that. So if I remember the a couple of years ago, it might have been 2006 or 7, a fellow by the name of Josh Fitchett from Maryland, from Virginia, called me, and he was he had a fish in his live well. And he said, I got the new state record Maryland blue catfish. And it was a very interesting story. It was weighed on us. There was a bass fishing tournament going on at Mattawoman Creek, and he took the thing in and had it weighed on their scales at a bass fishing tournament. And they said it, you know, certified weight for a bass tournament with no reason why it wouldn't work for a catfish. It was 79, 70-some pounds. I can't remember. So I made a few phone calls. I was working at Bass Pro Shop at the time. I made a few phone calls and got authorization to bring the fish in. Our fish guy, the guy that runs the big fish tank down there, came in, Eric, and we dealt with this great big giant fish, took pictures of it, and wound up putting that state record catfish in the tank at Bass Pro Shop eventually after it had some quarantine issues for a couple of months, but it was quite an interesting time with that great big giant blue catfish. And Josh actually is I guess he's in some kind of guiding business now. He actually his client holds this new state record for Maryland. So hey, let's talk to Michael in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Michael. What's up?
Good morning. I went on a charter trip beginning of July and had just learned that there was a fresh batch of Diamond Jim fish released in the bay. So at the beginning of the trip, I asked the group, you know, is it each man for himself or is this a team thing? And they decided on a team thing.
Okay.
So we go out live lining and catch a limit of 15 fish in about 25 minutes. And one of the late fish, 13th or 14th, actually we caught 16, one had to go back.
Right.
Had this tag on it.
Right.
So it was an ugly fish with sores and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it had this tag. So it wound up being kept. And it became my assignment to, you know, turn this fish in and find out what sort of reward it was.
Right.
And instead of, whatever, exploring it and using the cell phone right away on the boat, I was coming up the road from Deal and thinking, I ought to call this in right away just in case it needs to go to, you know, the shop.
Yeah, Michael, move it along. We got less than a minute.
Okay. Well, it turns out it wasn't a Maryland Diamond Jim fish. It was a Virginia tag fish. And I could send them the tag and get $5 or send them the whole fish and get...